Hello and welcome back to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Today I want to talk about homeschooling and spring. So join me to get some ideas on some things that we do. Hey guys, so spring is here. I absolutely love spring. Spring and fall are definitely my favorite seasons. I think it's because it's like you get the crisp morning, but then in the afternoon it's nice and warm and you're able to plant and eat and it's not too hot. I absolutely love spring. I find that spring is hard to homeschool. And what I mean by homeschool is like you're sitting down at a desk doing a notebook, right? Or workbook. So we pretty much unschool, and but we're pretty eclectic, honestly. I don't want to say we're unschoolers 100%. We're very eclectic in what we do. And it changes with different seasons of our life and different seasons throughout the year. So when it is a nice day out, we will usually do school outdoors. Like we have like a picnic table, and we've done this for years, ever since, you know, they were little. We go outside, we'll even have like a picnic, or, you know, have like a picnic table, we'll bring their books outside if we're reading, have a conversation, play games, go on hikes, you know, identifying different foods they can eat, and animals and what's going on with the trees. That's really good when they're younger. And just enjoying the outdoors, planting and having the kids outside, learning how to grow food and how to harvest it. You know, we're starting to see variety of mushrooms right now. Morels are definitely coming up. I haven't seen any, but there's a bunch of people around me who have seen some. So we've been looking for those. And exploration. So I have two aspiring adults and we live in the country. So we have a lot of woods, we have a creek and lots of things around us. We have acres. And so today for homeschool, what I have done to them, and they have like a little, they have a backpack, and in that they have like walkie talkies, flashlight, knives, their cell phones, of course they take with them. And they have a life straw, they take water, they take all kinds of things with them. And they have a journal, a flower. It's like an outdoor journal, basically. They write flowers or birds or trees or whatever they have to, you know, they're looking at or they're seeing. And I just kick them outside and go, okay, go explore. And so they're going to go out and they're going to explore the what's around them. And then they find a plant, an animal, and they draw it out. And if they can identify it, great. If they can't, then they're supposed to try to figure out and identify it and just understand about nature. And I think in our modern world, we have kind of forsaken that, right? Like we're like, oh, you have to do computer stuff, computer, 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 computer. You're not doing anything unless you're doing technical stuff. Yeah. Okay. I kind of see that. And my kids do some technical stuff and some computer stuff. My son did cybersecurity for 4 years. But there needs to be a balance. I always say there has to be a balance in life on everything. And I think this is true too. You need to be able to go outside and identify different things around you. And if you're in the city or the suburbs, you could still do it. I mean, when we lived in the suburbs, we used to go around to your yard, you know, dandelions, technically they're considered a weed by most people, but they can learn about the dandelion and how it's not a weed. All of the different animals and insects around you in the cities, you know, there's so much life to be found, wildlife to be found in the cities, suburbs, and in the country, of course. But just taking the time to see them, that's the key. And so spending time outdoors is so important, I feel like, to the development of humans and being able to identify certain things or going outside in the evening. Like we're very blessed that we don't get too much light pollution here where we live. So we could take the telescope out and we can chart the stars and the moon and we can, you know, enjoy an evening in the sky, basically. But we did that in the suburbs as well. So depending on your light pollution will depend on what exactly you could see or how well you could see it. But don't let being outdoors stop you. That is so important to kids, to humans, really. I mean, we go out all the time as a family. We go hiking and fishing and just, you know, walking around, hanging out outside, having a picnic. You know, we had a picnic basket. We're going to get a new one, but I would like to get a new picnic basket that holds all of our stuff. And we would just randomly go somewhere. And sometimes it wasn't that we planned a specific place. Sometimes it was like, we're just going to drive and we'll see where it takes us. And we would find a little place and it would be perfect. And you're bonding together as a family because there are no distractions. And I feel like in this world, we have so many distractions for our children that we're not letting them to be children. And they need that. They need to fall. They need to learn how to climb a tree because they learn how to get down. They need to learn how to have obstacles in front of them and how to overcome them. I think with dyslexia, we get in our comfort zones. I know that's very particularly true with my son. And even though he says he will push himself to be out of his comfort zone, he still stays in his comfort zone. I remember when we were in Belize, we were jumping cliffs into the water and he was so scared, which I understand that. That's a scary thing to do. And we basically pushed him. And once he did it, he was fine. And I don't mean you to go to that extreme, but that's where we were at in that time of our life. And that's how we have pushed him slowly, right? Going on a hike, go climbing a tree, jumping from a tree. You know, it's going to be okay if you get hurt. It's okay if you get scratches. It's okay if you fall and you bust your knee open. It's okay. And they learn so many things through that. They learn balance, coordination, strength. They learn, you know, how to get up a tree and how to get down safely. They learn about how strong a tree is or how weak it is. Where is its strong points? So many things. So I encourage you guys to explore outside, to put up a, you know, there's a challenge called the 1,000 hour challenge of outside for a year. And there's, you know, if that's too much for your family, start with 500. See how many you could do. Could you do an hour every day for a month? Can you do 2 hours? You know, what can you guys do to push yourself past that, to become, you know the earth more? It's amazing. Like, absolutely love it. Anyways, I'm going to get off my high horse on being outside because I think we all should be outside way more than we are and getting those fresh air. And remember, pollution is worse in your house and in your workplace than it is outside. So I hope you guys have a fantastic day. Get outside, enjoy the weather, whether it is raining or it's nice and sunny, and breathe in that fresh air. And I look forward to seeing you guys tomorrow. Bye.